We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Coach, it's not my job, Coach, but I would bring them all down a little bit. A little
I
high,
think maybe
huh?
The headphones are just hot. Or can you
got to turn a knob.
Can you see the? Can you see the screen?
I see it, bub.
And it's popping.
It's popping, bub.
We're in a different studio. If you bubs can't tell,
do you have the gunshot? I think that would be the best telltale if it's hot or not. If you just shoot.
No, people have hated that.
No. We're gonna use the gunshot today because we have to talk about that story.
Well, the war.
No,
the
about
war
South
in
Carolina.
Vietnam?
We have to talk about South Carolina.
No, we're not talking about that, Coach.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, boy. Okay. First, introduce who you are.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am the number one Dallas Cowboys fan.
What up, you guys? It is Sizzin. It does hurt for the audio not to be perfect today, but we are in a neighboring studio.
Sure.
I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I have a wife, and her name is Baser, and we live on the west side of Nashville. If that address changes, you guys will be the first to know.
Thank you, Coach.
Right now on the weekends, the only thing we're doing is shotgunning hard seltzers.
I did see an ad on Tickety Talk, and it was...
I think it's called TikTok.
TikTok.
I thought it was called TikTok.
That's our Saturday morning podcast.
It was, Coach, I'm pretty sure it was your apartment complex because it was like affordable housing right here in Nashville. And they had the same view of the sunset
okay. And
the Cumberland that Ray does on
the
his.
Cumberland or the Cumberland?
Cumberland.
They might be trying to sell the old apartment. We do have the penthouse.
Coach, it looked like your actual apartment.
Probably is. They know we're leaving in June.
Okay.
So. Whoa, that's breaking news. We did not know that.
Hit it.
There had never been any announcement that you were leaving in June. All I heard was...
What? We will you what?
All I heard was, I will let you know when we are leaving.
Yes.
Obviously, you already know...
He said, we'll be the first to know.
We'll be the first to know. Well, obviously, we're not because the apartment complex knew before we did.
And they put it on Tickety Talk.
Sorry, Coach. I told the apartment that we're leaving in June before you. I believe that's protocol.
Okay.
Why was I not first?
In your intro, you say you will be the first
he lies.
To know.
Do
you
I
know
also
he lies.
Shotgun hard seltzers
no,
on the weekends?
Of course not. That'll burn your nostrils.
Coach, if I did one
wait,
this-
question.
What?
Do you have a place already lined up for
yes.
the June?
Yes, Coach. It's,
yes,
it's,
we do.
It's by his in-laws. He's going to be neighbors with his in-laws.
No, it is. It's actually on a street everybody's very familiar with.
Broadway?
Let's go!
You're going back to Broadway, Coach?
Dude, the pandemic is almost over. He thinks it's by June that it's a good time to go back to Broadway.
Or are you going to Music Row?
Both. Very interesting, but...
Shots.
Hey, if the pandemic's over, why not, boys? I believe the Midtown area.
Really?
Yes.
Your in-laws live in Midtown?
I didn't realize they live by winners and losers.
Guys, that's unconfirmed.
Are you going? So you're going back to another apartment?
You were going to buy a house.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Guys, we tried to find a house 30 minutes from Nashville. We went there. There were 15 cars pulled up to these houses. People are paying $30,000 over asking. Guess what? The house doesn't even have to meet the inspection needs. They'll fail that, and people are still paying over the asking price. Yes.
So you went to an open house, and there were already 30 cars there.
15.
Yeah, you doubled it.
My bad. It was a $30,000 over asking price.
Coach,
my bad.
I had a 20 in my back pocket. Baser's purse is
to
empty.
What? To, like...
That was the down payment. 20 bucks.
My point is this. You see a bunch of...
That'll do it.
Lexus Land Rovers roll up, and I got a 20 in my pocket. Bay's purse is empty, and we go, we're never going to get this house.
The real estate market is out of control.
We're the poorest people there. So, plan B. We can't get a house right now.
So you got to get an apartment.
Or a townhouse or something.
Or a condo.
Saving up. Not a condo. Those are too expensive. Saving up and then getting land. And her dad, I believe, will be interested in helping us build a house.
Have you thought about to save money to move in with the in-laws for a year? Because if you're getting an apartment, you're not saving money.
We're not getting an apartment.
You don't want him to live with the in-laws.
No, for a year.
Coach?
Because he said saving money. When you're paying for an apartment, you're not able to save any money because all your money is going to rent.
Throwing it away.
Guys, we're not getting an apartment. I believe something is lined up right now. We have
high rise?
We have an inn. I believe it's a townhouse, if you will. And we have an inn so that they... It's a friend.
A Holiday Inn.
So it's a rent free.
No. Oh. We're paying rent, but it's not like what right now we're paying over a G for rent.
Over a G over at the beautiful.
Okay,
sunset?
So how much would this be?
Hopefully less than that.
Under a G.
I would imagine because
got it.
Yes, I mean nothing's going to be as expensive
as our
apartment.
You could always go into a studio, right? Like studio apartment where it's just one
room.
Yeah,
just one room.
You take a dump and turn your eggs at the same time kind of thing.
Being real, listen.
That's what they do in NYC, man.
Guys.
That's right.
Maybe this townhouse is 1,000, which is fine. Actually, our place now is over 2,000, but Bay works.
Whoa, Matt. Beep, beep. You just said it was a little over a G.
You're
saying it's $2,000 a month.
He said 2,000 square. Did you say square feet?
No,
or 2 G's?
I said no square feet. You guys are throwing me out of whack.
Wow, coach. No wonder your sunset is amazing.
So no wonder you're broke because that's more than my mortgage,
guys.
It's way more than my mortgage.
That's what I'm saying.
Just so that the scale makes sense, it's over two, but Bay works. Bay works for the apartment, and we get a discount. So that brings it lower. So maybe our future townhouse that we get is going to be the same price as the apartment, but it's only because she works for the apartment.
What's Bae doing at the apartment? She's cleaning and stuff?
No. She gets her bikini on, and they say, all right, we're got to tour in 20 minutes. Get down to the pool.
What is she doing for the apartment?
She lays down at the pool, no wedding ring, in her bikini. So when they go on tours, it tries to get younger people to live in the apartment.
You're joking, but that sounds like something Ray would totally
do. That's absolutely something Ray would sign Bae up for.
If they're doing a tour, she'll be on the patio, and she'll give a flash. I'm just kidding.
What did she do?
She throws events. But because of the pandemic, they haven't had that many events.
Oh, so she's an event coordinator. I did not know she did that
so
in her spare time.
So for Halloween, they went and set pumpkins at everybody's door.
Oh.
She does stuff like that. And I believe. And then
so basically, she's an intern. Because like when I interned at the Spurs,
Coach.
Like before the game, I had to go put a T-shirt on every chair. And so that's what she did. She went and put pumpkins on the doorsteps of everyone's house.
Interns ain't getting what Baser's getting.
Let me.
She's smart. She's a smart girl.
Yeah?
Oh, she's hooking it up.
Really?
Every month, dude.
Hey, is that her only job? Or is she still working the old job?
No, she's working
full-time
the
old job. Full-time on Music
Row. Wow. Banking.
Coach.
Coach, and look at you, just spinning your wheels over here.
Yeah. Doing this.
Spinning wheels is a good thing, isn't it?
No.
No,
when you're spinning your wheels, you're not going anywhere. You're just sitting still.
Hey, and the back of the car just keeps getting lower.
Rock bottom, keep digging. That's my motto. People always say, man, you almost seem rock bottom. I go, no, you can always dig deeper.
Coach, you said the real estate's like crazy. What do you
know? I don't know if I can tell this story.
Well,
so my house sold for $1 million.
I'm going to text this individual and see if they're okay with me telling their story.
You guys throw my business out there, and so I had to then. But, I mean, it was fine.
Okay, Coach, I just saw something on Tickety Talk. That's the only reason
I brought
it up. It
led to so much, and I don't even know if we've informed our apartment. Probably need to tell them.
They're listening right now. Because I'll tell you, like, my kids go to a school that's in a really nice neighborhood where it's very expensive to live in that neighborhood. We don't live in that neighborhood.
Wow.
The school is in the middle of it.
Wow.
So every time I pick them up, what they've done is you can tell back in the day they had big lots. Like, they had big houses on big lots.
Right.
What this neighborhood is now doing is tearing down those big houses, buying the lots, and making three little ones or four little ones in it, right? And I'm thinking,
we might as well just call this the money segment.
Hey, and I'm thinking, every time I pick up my kids and I drive to that neighborhood, I'm just like, this house is the size of my house in the middle of a very expensive neighborhood, and they're probably paying 10 times what I pay for my house.
100%.
What on earth are they thinking?
The same thing with the street Ray and I used to live on. They've torn down houses. And they've built these fourplexes where there's two in front and the driveway dissects them.
Yeah.
And then there's two behind them. So it's a fourplex.
Coach, dissects? I never knew you were a doctor.
And you all
a bit of heart surgery.
And you all share the same driveway.
Yes. So
like how weird is that? Like, and so they're probably charging.
If the kids are friends, they could pull a string in between their windows and like, you know, transfer stuff back and forth. That's how close these houses are.
When you're buying a house, is that?
But you guys realize the market right now is crazy for people trying to find houses. They're coming from Cali. They'll move into a fourplex, fiveplex, threesome, twosome.
Twosomeplex. Wait, what's your point?
They're just building anything. A contractor's like, hey, we should build one that can fit four families.
There's also
that's
a
an
house
idea. Let's see
in that neighborhood where they built, and it looks like a construction site did like a parking garage. and it's just the concrete with no paint. It's just the concrete, and then there's about five windows on it, and that's it. And every time I drove by, I'm like, oh, they're still working on it. No, coach, they live there.
That's it's a house.
The house, and it looks like a concrete block. And I'm like, how much did they pay for this dang house, and it looks like a concrete block?
So what you're saying is we need to buy just a lot and then make some money off that lot.
I don't know what I'm saying. All I'm saying is people are making weird decisions in this town with their houses that they're buying.
They're ridiculous. I just, man, I'm waiting for a response on this.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be like, what the?
Are you guys fans of the new look of the houses in Nashville?
Up and down?
The tall skinnies?
Tall and skinny, little dang.
We can call it the Morgan Wallen house because that's kind of, we've all seen his house.
Coach,
now.
I haven't heard his name on the radio in months.
It's okay, Coach. We're not playing his
music. Can I be honest? Don't know what Morgan Wallen's house looks like.
You saw the video, right?
I just heard the audio.
You're the only...
Hey, company man radio.
I only care about audio or not video.
Be honest with you. Didn't look.
You know what
Morgan
it is.
Wallen.
Straight up.
But
two
then it
levels,
has
three
patio
levels.
Patio on the top.
Yes.
Are you guys fans of that?
Nah.
No.
I think it's BA.
Hey, listen, single me? Sure. Why not?
Why don't you tell Matt Overton that to his face? Because that's what he has.
Yeah, but he was single him.
Oh, it was?
It was. He
Thank
bought it
you.
When he was single.
Okay.
He now has a family. Well, he has a wife, and he's about to have a child.
Why don't you just break
did you get okay?
some more news?
Did you get an okay?
No, that was...
Is that Cody?
Yeah, Cody. They're at Ted Rhodes. Yeah, they're playing golf.
Oh! Coach, whoa.
Was that loud?
Fair warning. Yeah, friendly fire,
it
man.
It wasn't really that loud, but...
I couldn't find the clip.
Grabbing your shoulder. Are you okay?
No, I'm trying to think. the tall skinnies, I just don't understand having one room on each floor. That seems so awkward.
I think they're more than one room.
Oh, are they?
I would think.
I don't really go in the tall skinnies. I just see them. I'm like,
you've been in a tall skinny.
Have?
Yeah. We went to a birthday party in a tall skinny.
Oh, that was a tall skinny.
Oh, but that was the only living room was on that floor, and that was it, right?
No, there's a kitchen on that floor.
I guess
and
I didn't leave
rooms
the living
in the back.
I didn't leave
but
that.
If you guys drive around town, I hate to make this Nashville centric. There's tall and skinnies all over town.
It's not a Nashville thing, Coach. It's there everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's an America thing.
Gotcha.
It's a new thing.
But it's almost like we've turned into a real estate podcast.
Hey, tune in to Click and Clack next Saturday.
It's almost, though, like when you see these houses from, you know, when you buy a house from the 20s.
Big show.
The 90s.
Yeah.
They have the same kind of style, Coach. That's going to, the box straights, what do you call it? Tall and skinny?
Tall and skinny.
Tall and skinnies are going to be the houses of the 2020s.
I totally get it now. But I drive in on the expressway, there's tall and skinnies. Midtown, tall and skinnies.
Tall and skinnies.
The Gulch,
tall and skinnies.
All over the place.
Yes.
Out by where he lives, tall and skinnies.
And they like the tall and skinnies because you can build them on one lot and do five tall and skinnies.
Right. So
on
you
one
can
lot.
Pay $300,000, $400,000 for the lot, tear it down, then you sell each one of those
five
for
skinnies, Coach.
Yeah. For $600,000, you're freaking making a ton of money.
I mean, you're banking.
Banking.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason the tall and skinnies exist.
Why did?
And we're stupid. We all fell for it, and now these guys that bought these pieces of land are like, cha-ching.
Now I'm like, man, why didn't we pay attention? Like when my dad tried to teach me how to do remodeling, damn, I should have paid a lot more attention because I could be making
Coach,
a lot of
money.
Coach,
you know you can DIY it.
No. I understand.
Do DIY it.
I could. No, yeah. I could. It would take me a lot longer, but what I'm saying, if I was proficient at it like my dad is, I could sit there, oh, let's buy this house and flip it. Boom, move to the next house, flip it. We'd be making a lot of money right now, boys.
Why don't you fly your dad in and have him just flip a bunch of houses here?
We could.
Dad, you live here for 2 months. Help me flip for 2 months straight.
But the word flip is really easy to say. You know how hard it is to flip a house?
Not that hard.
It's not? Why are we not doing it? Why are we talking on these
mics?
We don't have the money to buy it.
We don't have the money and we don't have the skills.
I bet we could buy one in the ghetto by where we used to live and flip it.
No. Have you driven down our old street?
Yeah, that's near
it's where... all new houses now. Tall, skinnies, fourplexes.
They've been flipped.
All been flipped.
But you know what hasn't been flipped? That ghetto gas station. It's still there.
And it's still kind of dangerous over there.
Oh,
huh?
Coach. Yes.
I don't know.
The roughest gas station you can imagine was our neighbor.
I remember it.
When we used to live out there.
I got
there.
Some swishes there. Grape.
Coach, every time I'd get a drink there, they'd put it in a paper sack. I'm like, I'm not
like,
drinking on the street.
Ray's like, it's just a Fanta, dude.
Hey, chill on the paper sack, dude. Hey, I was walking my dog the other day, and I saw a pack of Swish of Sweets on the ground.
What were they?
Swish of Sweets.
Okay, cool.
And
I like the way you say that.
And I was like, hey, that's unopened. So I pick it up.
During coronavirus?
You did not pick it up and smoke it.
No, I picked it up. And I pulled it. I'm like, this is full. Guess what it was full of?
Tobacco.
Tobacco.
Yeah, because they cut it all out.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Oh, then they use them for other stuff.
Yeah. They put the wacky in there.
That's not legal here, though.
Well, it's not legal. Well,
it's not legal. It's legal some places, but yes, but that's what they do. That's what you do with a Swisher. Yeah. So my question.
But Swisher really like did not make their product to do that.
That's what I was about to ask. Did they do that knowing that people were going to cut their tobacco out, or do they think, oh, people are really going to smoke?
I mean, you can use a pop can for heroin. Did the Coca-Cola realize that? No.
Coach, I found one of those one time.
That's depressing.
Yeah, you know, and you know,
Dad,
it's got a bunch of holes in it.
You're picking up cans with your pops? Dad, why is this one got three weird holes in it?
Yeah.
Give me that can, son. Crunch it.
It's got brown stains on it. Put that
down.
What's
the white stuff on top? It looked like it was burning.
Put that down.
Now, you got the gunshot ready? It's the
coach,
time to...
I don't know about this.
Guys, we are
Coach!
Guys, we are playing the game. It is back for a one time only. One time only.
No, Coach, this is what prisoners are going to be playing.
Let's play
Would You Rather!
Prison Edition.
The game in
South Carolina. They are now going to allow firing squads. If you're getting the death penalty,
it's up to the prisoner.
It's up to the prisoner. We're playing Prison Edition. Would you want
take your pants off?
Would you want the electric chair?
Hey, dropped your soap.
Hey, Eddie. Why'd you take my jacket off?
So, Coach, I'm sorry, Coach.
Coach, you left me halfway up in the air. I had nothing.
Would you rather go by the firing squad or the electric chair?
What? There's no electric chair. Lethal injection.
No, it's electric chair.
So the two options are electric and firing squad? Not lethal?
If there's no lethal, you get to choose
That's
one of those.
Easy. That's firing squad. Just shoot me.
Yeah, firing squad for me as well, because people I've heard that get shot don't even know they get shot. And they'll say, oh my gosh, I was shot.
Really? Every time I watch TV, they're like, oh, I got shot!
That's fake. Remember Forrest Gump, though, when he's like, it felt like a bug bit me. Oh, something bit me.
I don't think getting shot is as painful as we
Have you ever gotten shot?
No. Can I just say it?
Next Wednesday.
If it, it movies and whatever has made you think it hurts so bad, but I think it's more that you bleed out, stuff starts going through your body into your organs. It's not necessarily the pain, excruciating. I bet stepping on a Lego hurts more than getting shot.
Well, that hurts.
But I mean, it hurts, but I'm going to say getting shot hurts more.
But the getting shot damages stuff in your body and starts to throw it out of whack. So I'm going to say... getting shot, it won't even really feel it.
I think that what you're trying to describe is when you get shot, it's so quick that you don't realize.
God!
You don't realize you got shot. But the second you do realize, and it's probably 1 or 2 seconds afterwards, you're just like, ow, that freaking hurts. Like, I'm sure right when you get shot, it doesn't hurt right away.
Coach, you ain't saying freaking, you're saying f***ing.
And you might be in shock, so maybe you don't feel it.
Right.
But I feel like you feel it.
You have to feel it. You just don't feel it when it hits you, obviously, because it's so quick.
It has to be firing squad.
Firing squad, 100%.
How can you sit there and get... like, how long does this take before you die?
I couldn't answer that, Coach.
And if they mess it up, like, maybe they don't put the sponge in there the right way because they want to see you
green
suffer.
Green Mile.
He's just going with movie references.
He's going with a Green Mile.
You went with Forrest Gump.
Exactly. Hey, Tom Hanks, you see a theme here?
Yes.
But yes, it has to be firing squad, but that is such a... But you had to sit there and you see all these guys lined up with guns going, man, they're about to pop me.
Boys, you know I went to school, like,
Huntsville.
Sam Houston State in Huntsville, Coach. It was literally 2 blocks from.
And this dude used to want to go see the execution.
I didn't used to want to, Coach. So
you could smell it.
Birthday idea.
Coach, we would make jokes. Like, when we have parties at the house and, like, the lights would go on and off, we'd be like, oh, hey, we lost someone. Moment of silence.
Because why?
Because they were in the prison right
down
the street.
Prison was literally right down the street.
That's where they do the executions in Texas.
Or somebody would, like, hit the lights back and forth. Like, oh, guys, moment of silence. But it was eerie to have, Death Row? No, it's not Death Row. It's where they actually executed. Death Row was, like, 20 miles away.
Still too close.
So it feel you were too close to throw parties next to?
No, Coach, it was a college town. You kidding me? It was literally party 2 blocks away. Somebody's like about to die in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And so it was eerie knowing that was
so
right.
So did you guys like watch it on TV, countdown 10,
they never had
9.
Those.
Oh,
Coach,
like
I thought
New
they
Year's?
Did broadcast
guys,
them.
Guys, they, you know that they're as often as twice a week? So you see like news stories of a high profile execution going on, right? And then so there's a protest because somebody believes they didn't do it. So there's 30 people out there, 50 people picketing. Oh, they did not kill them, right? Guys, they do that every night. Every night there's an execution, there are at least five people with candles protesting it. But they don't show that because a five-person protest, not that big of a deal. If it's a bigger, high-profile one, then they'll show that on TV.
So they happen way more than
guys,
we know.
We did not realize they're going down twice a
week.
They
were executing every week. Every week there was an execution. When my parents would come into town, I'd be like, do you want to drive by? Like, yeah, I think they're probably, I mean, chances are there'll be picketers out there.
What days are we talking?
Tuesday?
Tuesday, Thursday.
Wednesday?
Dude. No, they Thursday, do it Monday, Friday. Wednesday, Friday. That's why we do our podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I mean,
in honor, respect.
It was whenever. It was whenever. And I'll tell you, I was out there sometimes when to kind of like just get the experience, and people would wait. They were like, all right.
Whoa. Before you worked in the news, you would go out there.
That's while I was in college.
You're
coach.
A sick individual.
You're creepy. You're
I would go.
Like, honest to God, that is the creepiest thing I've ever heard about.
Coach, so other people are hardcore protesting. They're losing a family member, and you're going,
Eddie's walking Toto on the leash, like, hey, let's go. Hey, what's
going on? It was 2 blocks from our school. Like,
I understand, but the fact that you said, I went out there just to get the feeling of it. I'll tell you what the feeling is. Creepy and sad. It's awful.
Well, I'm telling you, the process was that they would.
Eddie's sitting here going, man, I got that economics test tomorrow, or I could go get the feeling of what it's like when someone dies on the electric chair. I think I'm going to go do that.
Everyone knows what time it's scheduled, so you know at 6 o'clock it's going to go down.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Did you ever take a chick there on a date?
No.
All right.
Of course not.
But you could walk around it. Like, do they make a dog path around the execution area?
Guys, it was like the size of Broadway. 1 block of Broadway. That's how big the prison was. That's it. 1 block.
So it was just used for the executions.
Yes. And there was just a holding area for the person that was about to get executed. They would get there the day before, hang out, have their last meals there, and they would get executed, and that's it.
Did you see families, like, arriving to go watch?
Yes, they go in the front doors. And that's
so they walk from the same parking lot that you're standing in just to get the feeling?
The feeling to me was to see the protests, not the execution.
That's the reporter in you.
I wanted to see the protests for myself. So I see the 6 people there with candles, like, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Really, it's like, guys, you 6 people, you're not going to stop this execution. I'm just telling you right now. But they go in. They know it's at 6 o'clock, and at about 6:10, the prison guy comes out. The prison guy comes out, reads his paper. At approximately 6:07, so-and-so took his last breath due by lethal injection.
You were there when he read the paper?
Coach, he comes.
Hey, Ray, he had to get the feeling.
He wanted to get the feeling.
Coach. He said, screw economics. Guys,
did you know this?
This is the creepiest.
No, I didn't know
exactly.
Anything.
That's what I wanted to see for myself.
Oh, my God.
And he gets out. Coach, it's like he opens the front door of Walmart. Like, just walks right out and reads the paper. And
so he just reads it to whoever's out there. So if there's no one out there, he just reads it to nothing.
6 people. Coach, I'm telling you, there's always someone out there. You go there right now, there's someone out there with a candle. There are people that are hardcore against death penalty, and they're out there 24-7.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, leading to my whole thing, I had about my last semester of school. I was a journalist, a major, and I told my professor, I'm like,
holding on to a steady C.
I want to experience an execution. And I will do a whole report on it. I'll write articles on it, whatever we need. So I did my research. It was a dude that outside of Houston that...
Right. I feel like I don't even know this guy. We've been doing the podcast for 2.5 years.
You need to marry my wife because she likes creepy stuff like this. Uh-huh.
No. My wife likes those murder investigations on Dateline.
I'll marry both of your
but
wives.
But I don't think...
Hey, send her to the house.
I'm not sure she'd be down for the execution.
No, because my wife loves waking up to a killing.
So
it's lifetime all every morning.
So I'd already done all the research on the dude and everything, and I'm like, I'm ready to go. So,
oh my God.
So I talked to the prison. They're like, absolutely. There's, I think, 12 seats in there, and only 10 people have signed up, so there's 2 available. And I said, all right, yep, sign me up. Okay, we'll need your professor to sign this slip or whatever that says you're doing this for class and all that. And all right, so I sent it to my professor, and I think it was on a Friday or something, came around. I'm like, Friday at 2 o'clock. I'm like, hey, did you get that? No, man, your professor hasn't sent me anything.
Great.
I call the professor, no answer. I go to his office, he's not there. What the crap's going on?
He took your spot.
4 o'clock. Weirdo.
Dang, hey, snuck in, dude. He always wanted to get that feeling.
Freaking Dr. Van Winkle.
4 o'clock rolls around, the prison guy goes, sorry, dude, we haven't heard anything. You're not going to be able to come to this thing. I'm like, stupid. Whatever. So then on Monday, I find my professor, and I'm like, WTF, dude, what happened? Like, they said you didn't submit this permission slip. He's like,
you sent me a permission slip? I'm like, oh, you're a piece of crap, dude. I got so mad at him. I'm like, you know I did. And you know I wanted to do this. He's like, I must have lost it. My bad. Dude, that guy was such a jerk to me for so many years. Like, so many years.
How many years did you have the dude?
2 years.
Failed?
And no, he never failed me because I knew what I was doing. I'd always challenge him. That's the thing. I would challenge him.
You're one of those guys. You're one of those guys that, look, anybody got any questions? Well, actually, yeah, prof, I got a question.
No, look,
you're not doing that right.
You taught the class.
Guys, I worked in news before I even went to school. So he's like, these are called package tapes. I'm like, no, they're not. They're called this.
Here we go.
I'm like, this is a know-it-all. Oh my God, I hated you in my class.
I'm like, I worked in it. Well, I guess some people can call it that. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you, they call it more than that. And so,
annoying would he have been in class?
Well, apparently the professor thought I was really annoying, so he didn't sign that stupid slip. So as the years go by, though, I'm like, thank God he didn't sign that thing because I don't think I'd want to see that.
Does anybody know what this is? Yeah, that's a video camera class. Anybody? Yeah, video camera. Hello. And then Eddie's like, and also in 10 years, you're going to use iPhone 11s. I'm telling you.
That's what I told him.
I worked in news before. I worked in news before I came here, dude.
Yeah. He's like, you need to put it on your shoulder. I'm like, dude, they're going to make cameras small where you're not going to put them over your shoulder. I told him all that crap.
So you're telling me then people on the street can just submit stuff to TV stations?
Yeah. He'd be like, there's going to be a reporter and a cameraman. I'm like, no, there's going to be hybrids. They're going to be reporters that shoot their own stuff, and they're going to be called one-man bands. He's like, no, they're not.
I want you guys to watch Nightcrawler. It's about the TV industry.
Good movie,
stuff
coach.
At night. I've already seen it a couple times.
Is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's a great
movie.
I
haven't seen it.
It's about a dude that just goes to crimes, right?
He's
the first person, so he has a CB. So he'll get a call for a crime, and then he just goes to
There's an actual industry for this, and there was a dude when I first worked news who was a stringer. They're called stringers. And they don't work for a news station. They're just independent. And
I hear you right. You say stripper or stringer?
Stringers.
That's why I heard stripper, and I was like, what?
Stringers. And they have police scanners, so they try to beat the news station to the story, get the good footage, and then try to sell it to the news station.
Can you imagine?
How much do you make? $5?
More than that.
I don't even think they exist anymore. Back in the day, probably paid a lot.
Yeah, but now there's a camera everywhere, so every citizen films it and then gives it to him for free.
Yes, correct.
Like my buddy Cody was driving back from Marfa.
Weiss.
No, Cody Butler was driving back from Marfa, Texas.
Tamika's cousin.
Never heard of him.
And
the Marfa tapes? Miranda?
Well, this was before the Marfa tapes were announced. And he's driving back, and this is when the snow, and a semi went flying past him on the highway, and he's like, something's about to happen to that semi.
So he took his camera out.
Filmed, and the freaking semi.
That's worth something.
Right off the.
No, $3.99.
$3.99. So they put it on the local news, then they used it on the Today Show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, just like that. And so they didn't have to pay for it, and they get their news coverage just right like that. They don't need a stringer.
That's a thing from the past. Like Nightcrawler, it's a thing of the past.
Dude, can you imagine us waiting on the CB, getting in the trailblazer, going and getting to the scene before a cop?
Something else you didn't know about me, I used to have a CB, like even through high school, and I would sleep with it.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
No, it's not cool.
It's a scanner. Scanner's what it's
called. Right, because you can, coach, you get all this inside info.
Coach, I got it from my dad, because my dad was a scanner dude, and my dad would spend Friday nights just chilling, drinking beers, you know, outside in the backyard, listening to the scanner. And
can you do
that
now?
Yeah, of
course. They're on the phone, though.
Yeah, you can do it. There's an app now. Coach, one time my brother got pulled over, and my dad heard it.
He heard it on the scanner?
Yeah, he heard it on the scanner because they scanned his ID and everything, and they read his name, and my dad goes, huh, wrote it all down.
What are the chances of that?
Oh, my God.
So then my brother comes home or whatever, and he's like, what y'all do? Nah, nothing. Just went to, you know, Jimmy's house and hung out. Anything happened? Nah, none at all.
Oh, man, he got pulled over somewhere he wasn't supposed to be.
Like, you weren't speeding, were you? I don't speed, Dad. Come on. Yeah, interesting. Let me see the ticket. Got him.
I mean, your dad must have religiously listened to it.
I mean, all the time.
Everything.
For him to have gotten your brother.
My mom
it.
Hated it because he would sleep with it.
Oh, my
God. And in the middle of the night, he'd be like, I got 4x9, 4x9, 4x9.
Dude, your dad fascinates me in a really good way.
Crazy dude, man. Crazy dude.
And so would he ever go to the scene or he just wanted to hear it?
So there would be nights.
He puts down a sixer and then drives to the scene, coach.
There'd be nights.
Hey, Eddie looked at you like, actually, that's what happened, right? That is exactly what went down.
What he loved to do, this is crazy. What he would love to do is he would like to buy a 12-pack of beer and drive around. We had a bunch of like irrigation canals where we lived. And it was like, it wasn't traffic. He would just drive around the canals, the back road, and he'd listen to the scanners, and he'd just kind of like drink a beer and just drive around. That's it. And sometimes we would join him in the back seat. We'd just kind of sit there and like listen to the scanner. And burglary in progress. I got a burglary in progress right here, 4949-4470 Marigold Street. My dad's like, that's right here. That's right down the road. So he gets there. We beat the cops to it. Dude, I remember
there's a guy coming out with a ski mask and a gun.
And your dad's like, oh, there he is. Honking the horn.
Holding his beer out the window. Hey, and I remember seeing two dudes run across the street and like just jump a railroad track. Whoop. Jumped the railroad track. They had a box. One of them was holding the box, and my dad's like, there they go. There they go. And I'm like, Dad, you got to tell the cops. He's like, hell no. He's got a beer in his hand. Like, now we're going home now.
So he goes there to see it, and then he doesn't even help catch him. He just wants to see him.
Coach, they're going to arrest my dad for drinking and driving. Dude,
but my question is, did he not worry about them taking, like, kicking your ass and taking the car or something? Like,
Coach, they knew that they had to run as fast as they could.
Well, they could just jump in his car.
No. My dad was, we didn't get close. We just saw him from a distance.
That is so incredible.
The closest I came to chasing something is we got my mom to go follow a fire truck, which now you don't do that at all.
Oh, I've done that with
my
kids.
We convinced my mom to do it. It was pretty cool. But we were young. But I believe the guy yelled at her, and he goes, don't ever fall. Like, one
was
of the fire.
Was she hauling it? Like, was she?
Oh, yeah, she was hauling, dude, because we were all kids. We're like, come on, you got to fire it. Please, please, please. And she actually followed one for the first time. She's going fast in these city streets, and she got close, and I remember she stopped, and she kind of got stuck where she had to do a three-way turn, and I believe a fire guy was like, listen, don't
she
follow.
She went three-way?
Yeah. Oh. That's how it ended.
With who?
Because you always end at a dead end.
All the firemen?
Coach, if you follow a fireman or a police, you end at a dead end. So it's always a three-way stop.
Yeah,
a turn, and it's so obvious you were following them.
Or if you may, what I'll do is if I see him, I'll circle the block three times, man. I'll do the whoop, whoop, same for you. I just want to see what's going on. I'm nosy. Like, there was one time we got off the school bus, and there was cops in our neighborhood. And they were arresting some dude, and they're like, oh, yeah, there was a break-in. They tried to break it. No.
You find out it's your pops.
There was three. Oh, I'll tell you a story about my dad getting arrested in a minute.
We got the time. Oh, it's a podcast.
I remember this one.
So
Santa?
No, not Santa. Well, he wasn't Santa. He was never Santa. So there's three guys that tried to break into a house, and they had these two dudes, and we were walking. So we walked past them. We go about a half a block, and some dude comes out of a backyard. I'm like, that's the third dude. That's the third freaking dude.
You tackle him?
And I'm just like, what do we do? What do we do? So Forrest and Aaron, we look at each other like, what do we do? What do we do? What would you do?
Tackle him.
Do you go tell or do you just let him go?
I let him go.
I mean, why are you trying to get involved with the crime too?
Yeah,
coach?
Let him go.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You've got a life to live.
I know. But I was like,
it's almost like none of your business at that point. Like, just, hey, all right, I know I got a little nosy. I'm backing up.
You always want to get as close as a kid to the fireplace before you actually feel how hot it is. I don't want to feel how hot that crime is and actually get involved in it.
Yeah, I guess we went about, because it was about six houses. And when we see him walk out of the backyard the cops were. Hey, here he is! Here he is! Here he is! And here comes the cop. He tried to run.
You idiot, dude.
Here he is, these two freaking snot-nosed kids. There he is!
Hey, up here! Up here!
Jess Day's all like, yeah, right there, right there.
Got him, dude. They cuffed him right in front of my house.
Okay, thank you guys.
No.
No,
did they give him a little sticker badge?
No, they didn't do that. No, we were probably middle school. So we were old enough, we didn't want no damn sticker badge, but we thought it was so funny to yell, there he is, there he is, there he is.
Okay, how did your dad get popped?
Oh, so it was my birthday.
Oh,
okay.
It always is, dude.
So is this kind of like the one that changed things for you?
No, it was my birthday. And I don't know how old I was. I was in my 20s, and we were going.
I thought you were going to say like 8.
We were going. We went to dinner, and then we were going to Esther Follies down on 6th Street.
You still had like family birthdays at 20?
He had a couple.
No.
He was hitting the sauce?
No. And he got pulled over.
He did a line.
He got pulled over right there on Red River, like right there.
Oh, he was almost there. Greg.
Right next
almost
to football there. Stadium.
Well, yeah, where, what the heck was that club?
The barbecue
yeah,
red place.
Spiro. Right where Spiro.
Wow, Coach, he was half a block away.
Yes. And when he was looking for parking. Whoop,
whoop, oh, it's whoop, always whoop, tough there.
Whoop. And they pull him over. And he got unpaid whoop, tickets.
Oh, he's got a warrant.
So they take him out of the car. And they're like, hey, man, sorry to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
he's got a birthday hat on.
He's got a birthday hat on.
Where were you? Where were you? At Esther's Follies?
I was standing right there, and I could see. I mean, I
you
could
saw
see.
It all go down.
Saw it all go down. I'm like, what the heck?
On his birthday.
Hey, he takes his birthday hat off.
I'm like,
dang it, Dad.
So, I mean, my mom
He's
is
got
in
a
the...
little button on his pin that says it's my birthday.
My mom's in the car, and maybe my sister, I don't know. Maybe my, and so they take him downtown.
There's no coming back from that. Even if it was a mistake, oh my gosh.
And my uncle goes and gets him.
Gets him?
Yeah, goes and gets him. Like,
oh, after he'd already been cuffed and stuffed.
Yeah, okay. And so he goes, and they didn't like put him in a cell or anything. They just had to pay it. And so my uncle came, got him, and they showed up at Esher Follies like 30 minutes late.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's impressive, Coach.
Like I said, it was a real easy process. They still got to Esher Follies.
So hold on. If you have unpaid tickets, basically they just put you in the back of the car, take you to the police station, and you
cuff
pay for
you?
It.
Do they cuff you?
They have to.
I'm pretty sure they cuffed him.
Coach, because there's a difference between, hey, man, just jump in the car, we'll go down there, and you'll pay it real quick, and getting cuffed and thrown
in
the back of the car.
I don't think your story is accurate.
I promise
there's
you.
There's no way that if you have unpaid parking tickets, they just take you to the police station to pay them.
You're telling me if you have unpaid parking tickets, they can arrest you?
Absolutely.
No, that's what happens. He's really saying that they don't.
I really had no idea.
No, they did arrest him. They took him down, and he was like, look, man, it's really just not a big deal. And so
he told them that?
Yeah.
So then they were like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Hey, they're like, he's like, it's my son's birthday. You know what I mean? Like, we're going over to Esther Follies.
Well, you should have told us that earlier.
And he already prepaid for the tickets. You know what I mean? Do we really want to make me miss Esther Follies? Yeah. You know? And
but
so,
the cops also, like, I can't, we got these body cams. I can't be very, very soft. We have to be stern. We got to be authoritative figures. So he still kind of throws his dad up against the car.
Hey, he throws a knee in his butt. Ow. Hey, man. Hey,
dude, dad's just wearing a wife beater.
You know,
he buckles the back of his knee where he buckles.
Esther's Follies, they have those little people on the street like that do in the window.
Yeah.
My dad gets arrested right in front of the window. They're like, oh, that's funny. That's part of the...
They think it's part of the bit.
Yeah, it's part of the act. No, I wasn't part of the act, but... Yeah, he ended up making it to the show, but I was like, God.
I bet that was a great show for him.
Coach, that's a birthday you'll never forget, huh?
I'll never forget it. Never forget it.
Hey, Dad, where are you? Or one of the neighbor or the friends, where you been? The show started. One of the nerd dads. Hey, man, where you been? The show started. Come on.
We'll wait, try it. One of the nerd dads.
Oh, man.
Speaking
of something you'll never forget, your senior year of high school. Oh, you know what I mean? But COVID, you haven't been able to play sports. Kentucky has come up with what I think is maybe the dumbest law in the history of laws. They're going to allow people that graduate this year to play sports next year in high school.
Yeah, that's weird.
19-year-olds, look out.
That's weird.
Like, come on, man. Like, I get it. They're missing out on their senior year. Hey, it wasn't the same as what it was.
Well, they still played sports, didn't they?
Yes, they played sports, yes.
Right.
And look, it was weird for all of us, but we're not going to go back and try to relive the life we didn't have last year.
Like, how does this bill even
Did you miss a birthday last year? Did you have a birthday last year?
I didn't get to do anything.
Yeah, did you have a birthday, Ray?
Yeah.
I did too, man. And guess what? We didn't really get to have parties. But we're not going to go back and re-celebrate those parties, are we?
No.
So we move forward.
I actually still had a party.
Like, did KU
the horse race. Coach, I got hammered and rode that horse that was all blown
up. Did KU get to play in March Madness last year when they were the overwhelmingly favorite to win it?
Oh,
no.
Coach, you can't do a coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to go back and play
they
that?
They went from overwhelming favorite to god-awful
yeah,
this
the worst.
Year. Oh, now, my God. I feel bad for you, actually.
They're not the
worst.
Actually,
they've gotten better. But are we going to go back and play that tournament?
No, but there's no coulda, woulda, shoulda. You don't know what Kansas would have done last year.
They would have won it.
They would have won it. Had that ticket.
Azubuike and Sousa and the chair.
And Devon Dotson, yeah.
Hey, who won, though, last year? Legitimately. Winthrop.
The coin flip madness?
Was that the winner?
Robert Morris.
Oh, Robert Morris.
Robert Morris.
That's the real winner, dude.
Yeah, Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator Max Wise and these other two guys, would allow public high school students enrolled in Kentucky
All rise.
To use the 2021-22 year as a supplemental school year so they can retake and supplement coursework already completed. And that means
by order of.
And athletic interruptions from the coronavirus pandemic. That means they can replay sports.
In favor, say aye.
But it passed.
Is it okay if some of the players have a beard?
Why are you shocked that it passed the freaking...
That the Senate passed
the firing squad passed, Coach.
The Senate passed
That's crazier than this crap you're reading.
This was put in front of the Senate?
Yeah, Coach. That's why you're hitting the gavel. All in favor, say aye.
Let's just think. So you're a high school athlete, right?
No.
You're not going to play in college. You graduate.
You play again, dude.
I'm going to go back and play again.
I mean, like, for the athlete, that's badass.
Coach, you don't even have to study. You have a couple beers. Go play the game.
Yeah, how does that work? You don't have to go to school. You just play?
Listen.
Coach, that's a good point.
Coach.
Like, you literally can go drink with your buddies all
day.
They would have to take supplemental school year, so they would still have to do some kind of classes.
What? So you got 19?
Well, they're still underage, though.
19, 20-year-old coach.
But it's still under 21.
I know, but you're still going to school? Like,
oh, that's
the closures and interruptions that resulted in delays in high school sports scheduling, delaying fall and winter seasons for football, basketball, among others. So let's say a 19-year-old football player wants to come back.
He's going to school with my 12-year-old daughter.
It just seems weird.
Well, there's no different than an 18-year-old.
Hey, you're roaming the halls. They're like, you got to just go straight to the games. You're out in the lockers instead of the freshman.
No, man. I'm a student here.
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm doing my supplemental year.
You're 22. I know.
Supplemental year. Again. I just find that baffling that we are going to try to keep these kids in high school so they can have an extra year to things.
Dude, that's great. You're partying your balls off. You don't even really have school. All you're doing is playing games.
Hey, what about the dude, though, that's like
they're interviewing somebody?
No.
Hey, dude, hey, what happened? Why didn't you score your usual 20 points? A little hangover. That's really it. That's all I can say.
Hey, you're like, we can't argue that. Cool.
Or this guy, the guy is just on the verge of getting a scholarship, but not quite good enough. So come back another year when you're another year more mature and dominate.
They're going to hand out scholarships like crazy. Coach, but what about the dude that's been right under him the whole time?
Correct.
Like, I'm just waiting for him to graduate so I get to be the starter and, like, shine. Oh, no, you can't. Because he's not going to have another year.
Right, he doesn't get that extra year.
Yeah, so the dudes behind this person, they're screwed.
The year before, we didn't give him an extra year.
Right.
But we canceled a lot of things then.
It's very strange.
Maybe it's just for fall sports or something. Maybe it's not for the whole year.
It said football, basketball, and other sports.
Wow, that means you literally have an entire year advantage.
Boys, so my son started his first baseball practice with a new team.
Yeah.
Guys, this team is legit.
They're good.
These guys are ballers.
Gonna win it all?
7-year-old, 8-year-olds, head coach. These dudes, they went their first practice. I mean, I've never...
Are you coaching or are you observing?
No.
Oh, he's yelling from the sidelines.
Four coaches.
He's yelling from the sidelines.
Are you one of them?
No. I just kind of help if they need me to. Like,
you hang with the women or what?
No, coach. Just the dad. We just the dads. We go take the kids.
I was deep teasing International Women's Day.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, though, this team may go undefeated.
That good.
They're that good. Houston Astros.
They are that good.
Coach, you got to do a joke where you just hit a trash can a couple times.
Oh, please do it. Please, at the game. Boo, boo, boo.
The coach that's pitching is like, dude, what are you doing, man? Like,
Astros, dude, 2017. Funny
dude,
joke.
Get with it. You watch MLB or what? Did you not hear about the scandal?
The coach is like, I'm pitching to him, dude. Like, he knows what I'm pitching. I'm trying to pitch a good pitch every time. Relax.
But they're legit. Would you say both kids are on it or
no,
what?
Just the older one because they had to separate for the first time.
Oh, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They have four coaches?
Four coaches.
Do you ever go to the
two
guy?
Two of them played ball.
Okay. Have you said to him, hey, man, what do you guys do, day job?
I kind of know what they do.
Oh. How do they have time to coach as well?
I'm in practice at 7. Coach.
Hey, dude, that's what parents do.
It's true.
When you have kids, this is amazing, right? I know it's going to blow your mind, but after your work day.
It doesn't end.
It doesn't end, and then you participate in your kids' extra activities.
Anything they do, coach.
Anything they do. That you volunteer to coach. You umpire at the Little League to keep the Little League running. It's amazing what's going to happen when you have kids and you have to do stuff outside of your 9-to-5.
Because get this, coach. They can't drive, so you have to take them places.
Yes. No. So
you're basically a chauffeur.
Pretty much.
Oh, basically. It's one kid's going to have to be over at this field for practice. The other kid's going to be at this field for practice. This one's going to have band recital. I mean, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, coach.
Like
and then
parents,
they have homework to do after that, too.
Dude,
yes.
Our parents
and then
you
got to get dinner. Like, you got to put dinner on the table. Then you have to wake them up in the morning for them to go to school.
I don't do that.
Well, I don't either. No. But I'm just saying, it's amazing what parents have to do.
Any questions, coach?
Anything else?
You answered it all. Our parents were our Uber drivers before Uber. Wow. Our parents invented Uber.
I don't know. My parents were pretty lousy Ubers.
Dude, my dad, my Uber was always late. Now, my Uber would not even show up sometimes and then cuss at the answering machine because I was at the wrong spot, even though he didn't listen. He was at the wrong spot. Don't get me started.
Dude, my mom would come. Never once did we wait. She would come. Sometimes we could see class and our friends would be like, oh my gosh, your mom's here. My mom would wait 30 minutes because she never wanted us to have to just wait outside.
Right.
She would just go
So she would take the wait.
She would wait for 30 minutes. We never had to wait.
Okay, great.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, that's
my
the
dad,
opposite of our parents.
My dad, because I ran cross country, so I would have to run before school.
Why don't you just run home?
It was the highway.
That sounds like training to me.
Dodging cars?
Yeah, Frogger.
If you can dodge a car, you can dodge a wrench.
Hurdles.
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Dodge Ram.
So I would wake him up in the morning. It's like, hey, Dad, get up. You got to take me to school. Cool. Then I'd go get ready and everything. He'd fall back asleep. So I'd go in, wake him up.
I'm surprised he didn't drop out.
And we would be running 10 minutes late. Speed limit 65 on the highway. My dad would go 55.
He's just waking up, Coach.
Like, Dad, can we speed it
up?
What'd
you guys live on, 65?
No.
Coach, this is Austin.
Mopac was, yeah, I mean, that was like 65. Austin. That was the speed limit. Sorry. And I was like,
35.
Can we pick up the pace? And he just, we're already 10 minutes late. Can we, nope. So then we'd be back.
My teacher said I'm going to get a demerit if we're late. Sorry.
Yeah, I picked up my kids yesterday, and I was like 5 minutes late.
They get
out at 3:15.
Embarrassing.
I got there at 3:20, and they're like, what took you so long? I'm like, what?
You have no idea.
I'm going to show you late next time.
Yeah.
But you know they're the only kids left.
There were two more left.
Okay.
I was like,
after 5 minutes?
I mean, dude, those places clear out so fast.
You talk about this whole, like, these parents, hard work, whatever. Like, dude, I guess everyone that goes to my school, they're super parents.
There is an elementary school in my neighborhood. You're right. I've run by it when it's pickup time. I don't even know what time it is. But there are cars and people just
and
all
out there.
And it clears
out in five minutes.
How are you guys all here right when school gets out? I mean, ask my brother when he had after-school detention, was there till midnight because we forgot where he was. We didn't know he was there. Happens. Worried about 5 minutes. They're worried about five minutes. Give
man.
Me a break. Five
here
minutes.
Coach, they hit you with, where were you, man?
They do.
What
do you mean? Where do you think I was? Working my
What the
off.
Do you mean?
That's what I was doing.
Daycare. My kids' daycare. If you're late, it's $15 a minute.
Well, they really don't want you to be late.
Like, they close at 6, 6:01.
And how many times are you late?
Zero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Zero.
That's why they do it. They don't want the money, Coach.
Right, but luckily I don't work that late, so I don't have to be, I shouldn't be late.
Excuse me, what kind of world clock are you going by? I don't ever want to have to pay.
My watch says 5 minutes early.
Okay, before we go, I just want to do one thing.
He argues with him that his watch is on time.
Yeah, actually, according to my car clock, it's 5:59.
Do you go by the international world clock?
Yeah, do you go by the Apple iPhone watch, or do you go by the Android watch?
Are you military time or nautical time?
Ladies, are we falling back this weekend or springing forward? We don't want an hour worth of fees.
Now, I want to tell you guys.
JJ Watt, go ahead.
Yeah, how do you know?
Coach, what else are you going to talk about?
What do I always say?
Oh, no. Is this the Tillman picture? Did you see it?
Look what Watt posts, okay?
No, he didn't.
No, Coach, it's nothing. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
But now
he went to the Tillman Shrine, and that's his Instagram picture.
But now
it says, what is it? What an honor to walk the same hall. I mean.
Hey, he's playing the part, dude.
I mean.
Let him be the savior.
Now play Would You Rather with J.J. Watt.
True honor to walk the same halls, and he has a picture next to the Pat Tillman little shrine that they have at the Cardinals facility or locker room. I don't know.
Why doesn't he just go number 40?
But why doesn't he just
take it? He better mention Emmett Smith here in the next week.
Does he need to really take that picture to post it? No, he wants to post it to show.
It's not a bad picture, though.
It's not a bad picture, but he's doing it to say, look, man, I see how grateful I am. Like, I am so honored. Like, do you have to post that?
Well, there's not any sandbags to throw. He needs to do something that shows how sweet
he is. This is what I mean.
Did he ever take pictures of any of that in Houston?
No.
No?
No.
I'm honored to play where...
Andre Johnson played?
Nothing like that?
Not that I saw. Warren Moon. I mean...
Warren Moon did not play for the Texans.
Well, they played in the... I guess they didn't play in the same building.
No.
I was going to say they played in the same building, but no. But here's my thing. Everybody says, why are you – J.J. Watt, you're right. He doesn't get in any trouble, and he does do a lot of great for the community as a whole. But this is the kind of crap that I'm just like, get out of here. You're not – you try to show that you're – try to make everybody – look, I'm so perfect, so amazing. I'm going to take this picture. You don't tell me he didn't have this plan from the minute he signed. It wasn't just a spur.
I don't think that he's like, I'm going to sign, and then I'm going to post – I'm going to talk about Kyler, and then I'm going to make sure –
So you think this was a spur of the moment, like, oh, I'm just going to take a picture next to it? No. Yes.
Here's what he did. First 3 days in office, I need to find the person with the number 99, have the daughter say, hey, you can have the number.
Right,
that's our first thing. Next is Pat Tillman.
No. But he did Murray first.
Murray is first, then number 99, then Pat Tillman. What's the next hat to drop?
That's what I'm saying. Emmett
Shoot
Smith.
A fall.
Emmett Smith better be like.
No, something about Kurt Warner.
No, it's going to be something about the damn Cardinal being an extinct bird or something like that.
Coach,
what if he finds a cardinal outside
and he nurses it back to health?
And he gives it chest CPR.
Mouth to mouth.
Coach, you guys got to predict the next thing before it happens. What is happening in Phoenix?
Guys, that would be amazing if he brought a cardinal back to life. That'd be cool. Like, you know how birds hit windows sometimes, like glass doors?
Or next, there's going to be an old Cardinals fan that can't get to the hospital to get their COVID vaccine. J.J. Watt's going to drive them.
Because there probably are some that have.
No, but J.J. Watt will drive them.
You know what would be cool is if he took a picture of him, like, replacing light bulbs in the stadium.
Oh.
And being like, I want to make sure that everyone's taken care of here.
Or
I'll do this.
University of Phoenix student needed a ride to University of Phoenix football field. Because they go to the same facility.
Right, but it's online.
A kid was going to have to drop out of the University of Phoenix online. And I think he pays his tuition.
Or we just thought of it. He took a class at University of Phoenix.
Oh.
That's it.
I want to thank University of Phoenix for leading me down this path.
So it's a picture of him in front of his computer with like a headset, like a thumbs up.
But there's like in the bottom right corner some porn site. Like,
SkankySluts.com.
Coach, you got to go easy on the dude. I think it's okay.
I like the thing we've seen.
That just not a cheesy?
It's okay, Coach.
You knew it was coming. When you said 99, I was like, why didn't he say something about Tillman?
Because he had it planned. He knew he was going to play.
But nobody, I guess, can have 40, right? I
mean, no, 40 is gone.
Well, what if his family would be honored?
Be gone.
They'd be honored.
No, they wouldn't.
Like when you were reading the 99 story, I was kind of thinking, I wonder why he didn't go after Tillman's number.
Coach, that would just be total D. Like, can't do that.
It's like, but it's already total D to go after a retired number.
It's his number, though.
But it's not his number. It's his
like,
number.
That
on
would
the,
be total.
It's his number
move.
On the Texans. It's not his number on the Cardinals.
No,
that
it's
number
been his
is retired
number forever, Coach.
That number is retired. So you can't have that. You came here. That number is retired. I just feel like going.
So is that number still retired in
no,
the
it's
football
out of,
stadium?
It's well, I mean, it'll come down now, so he can wear it.
Coach, they're not taking it down.
I understand. I'm joking.
Oh, hey, Coach, I'm going to check DeAndre Hopkins' Instagram, see if he did a Tillman post.
Oh, please. When he signed there, when he got traded there, did he do a post with him next to
I don't
Pat
see
Tillman?
Anything.
Quick scan, no. Coach. Good no. job.
Nothing.
I mean, you haven't even pulled it up
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, good fake scan, Coach.
Nothing, Coach. Don't see anything.
Good fake scan.
That was perfect for radio.
DeAndre Hopkins. Let me see. No. Oh, there's the Hail Mary catch. Okay. No.
Anything?
That's a $20 bill.
Okay. Anything?
No, he's with some rappers here.
Well, I mean, we got to go back a year or so. I mean, we got to hurry.
Okay. No. First post ever, it's something with him and Patrick Rodgers. What's his name? Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And that's it.
So no Tillman, huh?
Texans. Hmm. No, Coach, nothing. No Tillman.
Till.
No honor to play with Tillman.
Walk the same halls. Yeah. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. International Women's Day on Monday. We got
Deep
special
tease.
Guests. And listen, guys, the merch is supposed to be in the building at some point today, our new merch. So hopefully
it looks like it's behind you, dude. You have about 15 boxes behind you.
How dudes be when they fish. Oh, that's an awesome video of him trying to catch a fish.
J.J. Watt's going to go fish with him.
No Tillman.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
It's crazy. All the other players that signed in Arizona, none of them they'll post that, huh?
Not
only
that
J.J.
See,
Watt.
All right.
It was a smart post.
I mean, it's
you know he was going there. I don't know why I didn't bring it up the other day.
But there is a post right here from a few days ago of him and J.J. Watt.
Okay.
Hugging. And it just says, Phoenix, Arizona. Let's finish what we started, him and J.J.
What did they start?
They started in Houston.
In Houston.
Okay. And now they're
back
together.
Look at that beautiful picture.
Let me see it.
It's just.
But they're probably not even in Phoenix.
They're not.
It's probably them at. Like,
they're not.
No, JJ is. He's next to the Tillman.
No, but here they go. They freaking photoshopped the stupid Cardinals jersey on him again. It's so stupid. This is the dumbest crap ever.
Oh, gosh.
I really thought he was coming to the Titans. JJ. Ooh.
Hey, George Kittle responded, said, dude, relax.
Kittle!
And here's someone.
He goes,
first
hey,
comment.
Man, hey, relax, man.
First comment.
On what?
On that post.
Who wrote that?
DeAndre Hopkins posted, let's finish what we started. And then George Kittle goes, hey, relax, man.
That's pretty funny.
That's a great troll job.
Yeah,
first
good.
Comment. Thank you so much for showing respect to Pat Tillman. Like, he has everybody fooled. Oh, gosh.
Like, obviously somebody's going to stop at that. That's a pretty powerful moment to see something like that.
Yeah. Coach, it's okay, Coach. It's a good post. All right, we done? Let's get this weekend started, dude. I got my empty koozie. I'm about to fill it up and start.
Prove it, Coach. Let's hear it on the mic. Coach, is that a Tropop?
Coach, it is coconut pineapple sparkling water, Coach.
Wow.
Sounds delicious. All right.
It's actually really good.
Bae, my wife, is coming on the show on Monday for International Women's Day. Great. It's going to be a big one. We're going to have a lot of women on the show.
Who else, Coach, did you book?
Who else did we book? Oh, we booked someone.
I'm going to try and get M2 to do a graphic.
We're going to have, and we may have M2 on the show.
Executive producer Steve said it'd be good for us to do graphics and put them on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I think we need to add Bae to the Sore Losers thing.
Oh.
And you can even take mine down, and it can just be a couple.
No. Well,
can we just do a bunch of girls with us in the Sore Losers graphic?
We're going to have Nancy Lieberman. Nancy Lieberman on Monday.
That's awesome, Coach.
That's great, Coach.
That's a good get. Good hit. Good hit.
Good.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll have an announcement about the merch when it's going to be on sale on Monday.
Did you check the boxes? Did they come in at all?
They didn't come in.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But big news. I mean, this is another deep tease. We've been teasing it for months now, and you guys are going to be tired of us talking about it. You're not even going to want to buy it. So,
all right.
We'll see you on Monday.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
People be sweating in their hoodies this summer.
Hey, I'm done. I'm done.
I know.
Those hoodies come without sleeves?
You'll have to go without me.
Actually, not done.